As the pandemic stretches on, the stress and anxiety of the situation continues to wear on people. According to a poll from the Kaiser Family Foundation, a nonprofit focusing on national health issues, nearly 40% of U.S. adults say worry and stress related to the coronavirus has had a negative impact on their mental health, including 12% who say it has had a major impact. A new crisis counseling program aims to help Arkansans cope with some of these emotions. Project PPE, which stands for Promoting Positive Emotions, is a free crisis counseling program designed to help Arkansans impacted by COVID-19 receive emotional and behavioral health services. Diane Skaggs, Executive Director for the Mental Health Council of Arkansas and Training Director for the project, says it's perfectly normal to have a strong emotional reaction to the pandemic.
It doesn't mean you're developing a mental illness. It means that you're reacting to an abnormal situation in a normal way, all of us. And I think that once you know that, it helps you to understand that we're really all in the same boat.
Arkansans can access the program by calling a support line that's answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by about 65 crisis counselors from around the state. Tammy Alexander is a clinical psychologist who serves as the Assistant Director of Behavioral Health in the Division of Aging, Adult, and Behavioral Health Services at the Department of Human Services. Alexander is also the director of Project PPE. She says the support line is for crisis counseling and not mental health services, but if someone in a mental health crisis calls, they will be immediately connected to a mental health professional.
The actual support line for this project is just that. It's a support line. Someone can call and remain totally anonymous and just talk to the people on the support line. Just say, hey, you know, I'm having a hard time right now, or man, this being quarantined is getting to me, or, you know, I've been shut in here with family members and haven't been able to get out, and I'm just feeling the stress.
According to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, or SAMHSA, crisis counselors do not classify, label, or diagnose people. They keep no records or case files. Services are supportive and educational in nature. Project PPE is funded by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and administered by DHS's Division of Aging, Adult, and Behavioral Health. The Crisis Counseling Assistance and Training Program is a federally funded supplemental program administered by FEMA. The Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act authorizes FEMA to fund mental health assistance training activities in areas that have been declared a major disaster by the president.
Arkansas has had some in the past that have been related to tornado disasters or floods primarily. The COVID disaster is a very different type of disaster than FEMA has experienced with this crisis counseling before. So we're all kind of in together in this whole process.
Alexander says their $961,000 grant is for a 60-day program, and they are requesting an additional grant for a 9-month program that's worth $4 to $5 million. As part of the federal program, SAMHSA works with FEMA to provide consultation and training for state mental health authorities. Alexander says they're working closely with SAMHSA. Project PPE also uses regional partnerships with 14 certified behavioral health agencies throughout the state to assist Arkansans who call the crisis counseling support line. In Northwest Arkansas, for example, the program partners with Burrell Behavioral Health and Ozark Guidance. Diane Skaggs, training director for the project, says they're using providers across Arkansas so counselors can be in the same community as the people accessing the support line.
This is more like almost neighbor to neighbor, in that it's specific, they're specific to their area, they live there, they know the people, they know the resources, they're gathering resources now, that's one of the things they're doing. So that a crisis counselor in this sense could help engage the person in communication, help them if they hear specific needs, such as if a person needs food, then in that local community, they know the churches or whoever has pantries, days they're open, and those kind of things.
Skaggs says counselors can provide Arkansans with resources so they know where to turn for different kinds of help.
Many people have never drawn unemployment or been unemployed or been in this situation before or had to go to a food pantry. So this is a place and a source to go to find out where to obtain those kinds of things.
As the training director for Project PPE, Skaggs says she's focused on the self-care and support needs of the providers.
If they have any of their counselors that need, they see a particular need for training, such as not as a mental health professional, but as a person to person, you know, how to start conversations, or when to make sure that you turn it over to a mental health professional, any kind of needs they have, then I will come in and provide training for them on those subjects and training on their own self-care.
Self-care is important for more than just counselors, and reaching out to the support line is one way Arkansans can care for themselves during this time.
If you don't have the energy and the take care of your own self, then you certainly don't have it to give to anybody else. You can't draw from a empty well. And so it's not selfish. It's actually helps the whole family for people to be stronger, to take the time to see what's going on inside. And ignoring it, it'll just come out in another way. It'll come out physically if you don't take care of that.
If you're experiencing anxiety, stress, or depression due to the pandemic and need someone to talk to, you can call the Crisis Support Line at 833-993-2382. Bilingual counselors are available. More information can be found at staypositivearkansas.com.